Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to The Helping Hand. This is a podcast dedicated to exploring the world of diversity and inclusion in the workplace. I am your host, Robert J., and today we will be discussing the impact of remote work on workplace diversity. If you're an HR professional, manager, employee, or even an aspiring entrepreneur, and you are interested in diversity and inclusion, as well as those working in remote or hybrid work environments, you are definitely in the right place. Today's episode will include both benefits and challenges to help you navigate through the world of remote work on workplace diversity. The reason for today's podcast episode is to raise awareness for the potential implications of remote work on diversity and inclusion, providing insights for organizations to create more equitable and inclusive work environments. The shift to remote work has undeniably reshaped the professional landscape. While it offers numerous benefits, it's essential to examine the implications for diversity and inclusion. One positive aspect is the expanded talent pool. Remote work breaks down geographical barriers, allowing organizations to recruit from a wider range of backgrounds and experiences. This can lead to more diverse teams and perspectives. For example, companies can tap into talent in rural areas or from underrepresented groups who may have faced challenges in accessing traditional office-based jobs. However, there are challenges to consider. Without physical office spaces, opportunities for informal networking and mentoring may diminish. This can disproportionately affect marginalized groups who often rely on these interactions for career advancements. Additionally, remote work can exacerbate feelings of isolation, which may impact employees' sense of belonging and connection to the company culture. It's crucial for organizations to implement strategies to mitigate these challenges. This includes providing opportunities for virtual social interactions, such as online team building activities or virtual coffee breaks. Offering mentorship programs with both in-person and virtual components can also help bridge the gap. Ensuring equitable access to technology and training is essential to level the playing field for remote employees. By recognizing both the opportunities and challenges presented by remote work, organizations can create more inclusive and equitable workplaces. We should be prioritizing diversity and inclusion in this new era of work. To further explore this topic, I encourage you to get online and share your experiences with remote work and diversity on your social media channels. Let's continue the conversation, learn from each other, and help each other grow as a unified society. Well, that's all the time I have for today. Thank you for listening to The Helping Hand. Goodbye.